Title: Mixbus Restraint for Old School Vibes from Scratch with Stock Devices Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic old school jungle and drum and bass mixbus vibe in Ableton Live from Scratch, using only stock devices. The whole point today is restraint, not do nothing, but do just enough so the record hits hard and feels glued, without that modern, over-squeezed, over-shiny thing. Old school records feel alive because the transients still bite, the groove still moves, and the master isn't being asked to do all the heavy lifting. By the end, you'll have a simple master chain you can drop into any DNB session, plus a bus workflow that keeps you in control. Drums do drum things, bass stays stable, and the master just finishes the job. First, quick mindset check. We're not mastering, we're mixing with mixbus discipline. The master chain should feel like a subtle console and tape vibe, not a loudness contest. Step 0. Session setup. This is where the vibe starts. Group your drums, meaning your breaks plus any one shots, into a drums bus. Group your basses, sub plus res, into a bass bus. Group everything else into a music bus, stabs, pads, atmospheres, vocals, effects there in the arrangement. Your reverb and delay returns can stay as returns. That's fine. Now gain stage for headroom. Put a utility first on each group bus. Just as a clean gain trim, loop the loudest 16 bars of your drop. Not the intro, not the breakdown, the drop. Your target right now is simple. With everything playing at its loudest, your master should peak around minus 6 dBFS. If you're already near zero, do not pull the master fader down. Pull the groups down. That way you're not lying to your processing later. And just to keep you focused, loudness numbers like RMS or LUFS do not matter yet. We're building space so the groove can punch. Cool. Now let's build the master chain. Device 1 on the master. Utility. This is your calibration and translation tool. Leave gain at 0 for now. Turn on bass mono and set it around 120 Hz. That's a big old school win. It keeps your sub information solid in clubs and on headphones, and it stops wide low end from turning into weak low end. Optional but genuinely useful. Map the mono button in utility so you can toggle mono quickly. You're going to check mono a lot today, but in a targeted way, not as a ritual. Next device, EQ8. And this is where most people break the old school vibe without realizing it. The rule is, tiny corrections only. If you're doing more than 2 or 3 dB on the master, you probably don't have a master EQ problem. You have a mix balance problem. Start with this approach. Do you need a high pass? Usually no for DNB, because the sub is the genre. But if you've got rumble, then yes. Do a very gentle high pass at around 20 to 25 Hz, 12 dB per octave, just to clean the sub-basement. Then do micro moves. If the mix feels cloud, try a small dip around 250 to 350 Hz, like half a dB up to maybe 1.5 dB, medium-wide Q. If the top feels harsh, especially from break cymbals or a distorted res, try a tiny dip around 3 to 6 kHz, again half to 1 dB. And be careful with air. Old school air is not glossy hi-fi shelf boosts. If you absolutely need it, keep it to a half dB shelf at 10 to 12 kHz. Max. Teacher trick here. Keep toggling EQ8 on and off. If you miss it when it's off, you're probably doing it right. If bypassing it makes the track feel bigger and more alive, you overcorrected. Next device. Glue compressor. This is glue, not crush. Set ratio to 2 to 1. Set attack to 10 milliseconds. That attack time is a big deal. It lets the crack of the snare and the bite of the break transient through before it starts controlling the body. Release. Start on auto. Auto is often more musical than trying to be clever. Turn makeup off and we'll level match manually. That matters, because compression is one of the easiest places to get tricked by loudness. Now set the threshold while your drop loop is playing. Pull it down until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Not constantly. Just on the peaks. Then bypass the glue and re-enable it. What you want to hear is slightly tighter, slightly more together, slightly more record. You do not want smaller, duller, or like the snare moved backward. If the snare loses crack, you have three fast options. Option 1. Reduce gain reduction. Option 2. Increase attack, maybe from 10 up to 30 milliseconds. Option 3. Check if something earlier in your drum chain is already clipping or saturating too hard, and the glue is just finishing it off in a bad way. Next device, saturator. This is where we get a touch of thickness and that tape-ish attitude, but subtle. Pick soft sign for smoothness or analog clip if you want it grittier. Start with drive around 1 to 2.5 dB. Keep it small. Turn soft clip on if you want a little extra containment, but keep it gentle. Now the non-negotiable part, Level match. Pull the saturator output down so that, when you bypass it, the volume is basically the same. Because if it sounds better only when it's louder, that's not better, that's a volume trick. Listen for these signs you're in the sweet spot. Breaks feel a touch thicker, bass harmonics read on smaller speakers, and the highs don't fizz or get spitty. If you start hearing fizzy cymbals or crunchy top that wasn't there, back the drive down or switch modes. Last device, limiter. This is your safety net and a modest loudness lift. Modest. Set the ceiling to -1 dB. That's a good safe target for inter-sample peaks. Now bring up the limiter gain until you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. If you're seeing 4 to 6 dB all the time, you're not mixing with vibe. You're forcing loudness, and you'll flatten the breaks and make the snare feel like paper. Remember, for old school, slightly quieter but punchier usually wins. Now, before we move on, let's add a coach level upgrade. Build a restraint meter with level match to slash B. Put one more utility at the very end of your master chain, after the limiter. Map its gain to a macro or a knob. When your chain is enabled, trim that utility so that processed and unprocessed sound like the same perceived loudness. Then toggle the whole chain on and off. This is huge because it keeps you honest. If the process chain doesn't win when it's level matched, you're not actually improving anything. You're just making it louder. Next coach note, don't only watch limiter gain reduction. Watch what's hitting the limiter. Drop a spectrum device right before the limiter. When you see the limiter reacting inconsistently, like sometimes doing nothing and sometimes clamping hard, that usually means your mix balance is spiky. Often it's a sub note that jumps in the 30 to 80 Hz area, or a snare transient spike in the 2 to 8 Khz zone. If the limiter is being surprised, it's because something in your mix is unstable. And the solution is usually not more limiter, it's fixing the source. And that brings us to the main principle. Put the weight on buses, not on the master. Let's do a classic drums bus chain. On the drums bus, start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to control brake rumble. If the brake feels boffsy, dip around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB depending on how ugly it is. If hats are harsh, do a small dip around 6 to 9 Khz, but keep it tasteful. Then add glue compressor, or regular compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 ms, release auto or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Notice that's more than on the master, because this is where you control the drums. But still, not smashed. Optional. Add saturator on the drums bus. 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on, output matched. This is an old-school friendly way to contain peaks and add density before the master ever sees it. And here's a pro move if your groove feels like it got smaller after you added glue. Preserve the front edge of the snare. Instead of boosting top end on the master, try this. On the snare channel, add drum bus. Keep boom off unless you really want chest. Set transients to +5 up to +15. Small range and drive between 0 and 5. The goal is just to give the snare its front edge back, so the bus glue can do its job without dulling the groove. Now the bass bus. Start with EQ8. Keep 30 to 90 Hz clean and intentional. If the bass is muddy, check 200 to 400 Hz and reduce what you don't need. A lot of dark TNB fog lives right there. Add compression if the groove needs space, especially sidechain. Sidechain the bass from the kick, or kick plus a snare ghost if that's your style. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, timed so it breathes with the rhythm. You're not trying to pump like house music. You're making a pocket. 1 to 3 dB of ducking is plenty. Then add saturator or overdrive in a controlled way to get harmonics on the bass, especially the reese, so it reads on small speakers without you needing to torch the master. If you need it, use utility on the bass bus to make sure the sub is mono. Do not rely on the master mono button to fix a wide sub. Fix it on the bass. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is part of mix bus restraint and people forget it. Old school loudness comes from contrast. The drop hits harder when what comes before it is slightly lighter. So make the pre-drop smaller instead of making the drop louder. Try this. 1 or 2 bars before the drop, thin out low mids. Pull a pad, filter an atmosphere, remove a hat. Then when the drop arrives, the same exact peak level feels way bigger. Also try phrase-based automation that feels musical, like a DJ on a console. Automate the drums bus utility gain up by half a dB to 1 dB for the first 4 bars of each 16-bar phrase, then back down. That makes moments feel like they jump out, without crushing the entire track. And energy can come from edits, Not level, half-beat kick drops, little snare flams, tiny fills, a quiet reverse cymbal into a crash. Perceived intensity goes up, but the master stays calm. Now, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Mixing into a limiter too early, you'll chase loudness and lose transient bite. 2. Doing huge EQ moves on a master. If you're carving 5 dB, something is wrong upstream. 3. Overgluing the master. If the glue is doing 4 to 6 dB of reduction, your snare will flatten and the groove will shrink. 4. Saturation without level matching. It will always sound better louder. Don't fall for it. 5. Wide low end. Wide subs equal weak subs in clubs. Keep them mono. Before we wrap, here are 3 intermediate variations you can try once the basic chain is working. Variation 1. Parallel glue. Create a return track called A glue. Put glue compressor on it with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 ms. Release auto. Slam it for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Yes, heavy. And blend it quietly with the return send, like minus 20 to minus 12 dB. This adds density without stealing your main transients. Variation 2. Limiter barely working. Clip or saturate peaks earlier on the drum's bus using saturator in analog clip mode with soft clip on. Drive until the peaks feel contained, then pull output down to match. Now your master limiter can sit bored at half a dB to 2 dB of reduction, and the track still feels forward. Variation 3. Share the compression. Light compression on music bus, like 1 dB reduction. Moderate compression on drums bus, 2 to 4 dB. Master glue almost nothing, maybe half to 1 dB. This often preserves vibe better than one hard master comp. Now your mini practice exercise. Load an 8 to 16 bar loop with one break, a kick and snare layer, sub plus res, and a simple stab or pad. Set levels so the master peaks around minus 6 dB FS. This audio version is shortened for playback.